Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Bring up whatever you want right here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, there's all kinds of just terrifying, horrible news about this medical authoritarian hellscape that is being built all around us with, the, by the way, the embracing consent of a myriad of people, two-thirds of Americans. According to a recent poll, say their states are reopening too soon. So about two out of three people are wanting to cower in their homes, and they think that it's a good thing.
Shows you the state of education.
Yep, to cower in your homes, and they want other people to be told to cower in their homes. Because they're afraid if other people go out and actually act free, they feel like that's somehow a threat to them. So with you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And I am the captain.
And we can talk about some of this madness, and we will continue that. Of course, we'll also take your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want if we get the chance. The first quarantine concert, apparently, is about to happen, and we will tell you.
You want to call it that.
Yeah, we'll tell you how what they've got planned in this instance.
It's ugly.
We go first, though, to your calls and your thoughts. He is Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
As Alfred Hitchcock used to say, good evening. Hey, by the way, Trump's killing the Republican Party, okay? Every time he opens his mouth, something crazy, ridiculous comes out, like the virus is going to go away. Has it gone away yet? With 78,000 people dead, has it gone away yet?
Oh, I don't know if it will ever go away, because the common cold certainly hasn't gone away.
Nope.
He did say that. That's not fake news. I mean, I saw the words come out of his mouth.
So, well, but I don't know if he's going to kill the Republicans, Jerome. Jerome, I don't know if he's going to kill the Republicans. A lot of these Republicans really love Trump. I mean, that's just a fact.
Hey, you know who's ruining the Republican Party?
The Republicans.
The Republicans. You know who's ruining the Democrat Party?
Yeah.
The Democrats.
Yeah. Donald Trump. Donald John Trump. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you blame this one guy, Jerome. I mean, you blame Donald Trump, but ultimately he's there because they want him there.
Donald John Trump, okay? He's destroying the Republican Party. And if that's
how? Jerome, back that up. When you say he's destroying the party, what do you mean? I mean, saying dumb things. Republicans have said dumb things for a long time, so, like, that's not new. That didn't kill them before. What are you saying is happening to them?
30 million people unemployed. That's so far. All these people unemployed in, like, 2 to 3 months.
But that's being done by governors, both Republican and Democrat. So you didn't answer my question about how it is that
And not specifically Trump, either.
Yeah, how is it that you believe that he specifically is destroying the Republican Party?
With these ridiculous predictions, okay?
I don't think that's going to do it.
I mean, look, they're opening up the country. The White House set guidelines. They're not even following their own guidelines.
Who's not following the guidelines? And which guidelines? You're talking about they're not following the federal guidelines?
The guidelines that the Republican Party and Trump put out for these states to open up, they're not doing it. None of them have reduced the virus to the point where they're safe to open things up again.
So hold on. Let me see if I'm understanding you, Jerome. Are you saying that you don't like Trump? We know you don't like Trump, right? Like, you've called about that a bunch of times. But now you're saying you think the states should obey Trump?
No. I'm saying that, hey, look.
Well, then shouldn't you be happy? Hold on. Shouldn't you be happy that they're not following Trump's guidelines?
No, I'm not happy because more people are going to die.
So you're saying Trump is right and that the state should follow his guidelines?
He's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Yes,
okay?
He is. He's a politician.
That's the first straight thing you've said tonight, Jerome.
One minute he's closing things down, and now he's saying, well, open things up again because of the economy. Okay?
So you're one of those two-thirds. You're one of the two-thirds, according to this poll, who do not want things reopening now. Is that right? Would that describe you?
Look, I'm for saving people, okay?
What about saving the economy so those people can actually have food on their dinner tables and not go hungry? What about saving their jobs?
How about saving the 14 million small businesses that say that they can't stay open for longer than 6 months?
Are you saying people don't matter? Is that what you're saying?
No, we just gave you examples of why we're concerned about people.
You sound like the lieutenant governor of Texas is saying, hey, if we kill a few more people die, as long as it saves the economy, you sound like them.
So, Jerome, what you're saying is you don't care about people having complete economic destruction, losing their jobs, losing their businesses, losing their livelihoods, losing everything that they're, you know, accustomed to because some sick people might die.
Let me ask you this. What good your economic livelihood going to do you if you're dead from the
Most
virus?
People are not going to die from this virus, okay?
Yeah.
The supermajority of them are not going to die even if they do get infected. According to the government's own inflated numbers, Jerome, we've been through viruses before. We didn't shut down everybody's opportunity to continue to live their life in the way that they're accustomed, like by being able to run their business or go to the job that they are used to going to or have responsibilities and things to take care of and things to do in life. Now all that's been shut down on the speculation that it might have saved a few lives. Well, how many other lives have to be destroyed? Whether they die or not is another question, but to be impoverished, for instance, how many other people have to be impoverished in order to save a handful of lives? How many?
This is your business. You can talk forever, okay? I just want to ask you this. So,
you won't answer my questions.
People are dying. What are you supposed to do?
People are always dying. That's what people do. They get born, they live, maybe, and then they die. And
I got a remark. You know, whenever I listen to you, I got to remind myself, you like from a different generation, man.
How old are you?
I'm 63.
Okay.
Dying ain't no big deal with young people, the way they are, okay?
It's not a big deal to all old people either. There's plenty of older people. No, maybe for you, Jerome, but there's plenty of older people who've come to terms with the idea that at some point they're going to die, and you know what? They're okay with it. There are people out there who've called our show. One of the ladies who called in earlier tonight, she's like this peppy older lady.
Jill,
yeah. She was one of them. And there's a couple ladies down in Florida who are in their 70s who've called in to say that they want to just be free. They want to be free to live their life how they want, and they'd rather take the risk of going out and living how they want, because what's the point of living if you can't make choices for yourself? There's no point in living that life to me. And thank you for the call, Jerome. I do appreciate hearing from you. And I understand that death is something that people struggle with. I don't want to sound like I think, I'm young, I think I'm immortal or whatever. I mean,
right.
I'm not that young. I'm middle-aged.
Yeah.
And I think that people at different points in their life come to the conclusion that they're going to die and it's okay, that they're not afraid of it. There are people who are afraid of dying. There's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I do not want to die in an unpleasant way. I mean, I'd like to just die in my sleep if I have my druthers, right? Like, that's the way to go.
Sure.
There's no point in being afraid about it. There's no point in fearing when death is going to happen or freaking out about the potential for it being sooner rather than later, I don't think.
Yeah. And it's my contention, too, that if you do come to some sort of peace with yourself about the fact that you are going to die, that it changes your outlook, your perspective on life, and it actually gives you a little more, I want to say courage, I don't know if that's the right word.
You got more to live for.
It almost, because now you're just like, you're at peace with it. You're like, I guess, I'm going to go do this now.
I guess I can do what I want.
Even like start to speak out against things like, I don't know, evil organizations that do nothing but kill and take your prosperity from you.
That's why I've always loved the elderly civil disobedience people, the people who are in their 70s or early 80s or whatever, who've gone out and done civil disobedience because they don't have any kids to take care of anymore. Because there's a lot of people who won't do things like that because they've got all these responsibilities, right? They've got all, you know, mouths to feed. They got kids or grandkids or whatever, and mortgages to pay. Well, they got their mortgage paid off. They got their kids moved out of the house. The kids are grown up. They're adults now. They don't need mom and dad to take care of them anymore. So they don't have the same responsibilities they did before. And they're elderly. Mm-hmm. So it looks really bad when the cops, like, you know, crack down on some elderly people for doing civil disobedience. So I think that putting yourself, being older actually puts you in some really interesting circumstances that young people can't have if they care about their futures. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our DinoVite, then squirting Malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Come on, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in free and bring in whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you one of the two-thirds of Americans, 68% of them, who say their greater concern is that state governments will lift coronavirus-related restrictions on public activity too quickly?
Pathetic.
You think it's going too fast? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or call us on our Discord call-in line rooms on the Discord server that we have for you, where you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock for free over at discord.lrn.fm. And when you call the show on Discord, you sound almost like you're sitting here with us. It's Ian and the Captain in the studios. By the way, the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I Project.org. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Tim. He's in Orlando, Tennessee. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I had a question about, I was online looking about if natural things can be patented, right? And it is said that you can't patent natural things, right?
Mm-hmm, supposedly.
So, if, yeah. So, if coronavirus, COVID-19 is supposed to be naturally occurring, why is there a patent on it?
What do you mean?
There's a patent on COVID-19.
Huh. Period. Interesting. How'd you find that out?
Google. But don't Google things together. Like, I Googled, can something natural be patented? And the answer is no. And then I asked, is COVID-19 patented? And it said yes.
Well, did you actually see the patent in the patenting system?
Oh, yeah, there's a patent number for it. Google, I hate using Google. I know what Google is. Google's a big CIA whatever.
Sure,
but
sure.
There's a patent number for the COVID-19.
That's mind-boggling, Tim. I don't know what to say about that. That's pretty crazy.
That's all you need to know about it. It's this whole thing is like a takeover. You know?
It is that.
That's all it is.
So I tell you that you're like we are on this one, Tim. You feel like this is insane what the government has done and the destruction of the economy.
I would love somebody to come to my house and say, we're taking you in because you had coronavirus, and they don't have a warrant or anything to do with it. They're just going to stroll in and grab you. Guess what? They can take me out, but they'll be carrying me.
Thank you, Tim, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. We got Bill. He's in Erie, Pennsylvania, listening to WJET. Hello, Bill.
Hey, hello, fellas.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Bill.
Good evening. Hey, I was just sitting here. I heard you earlier talking about the loans that they're giving out, and now all of a sudden there's different conditions on getting those loans. Is that
correct? Surprise! Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it kind of surprised me, and yet it didn't surprise me. It kind of reminded me of a very popular political figure that once said that we have to pass the bill to see what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, oh my golly! I guess we had to pass this thing, and then I guess we'll get to see what's in it, right, fellas?
That's how they do it, Bill. Anything else you want to share tonight?
What's that?
Anything else you want to share?
Yes, I would. I was just listening to Jerome a little bit, and I just would like to challenge him, and with an honest and a sincere question, not trying to, start conflict, but. Do these people really believe that the Democratic Party, oh my golly, with Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, I mean, this man that lied, they call Donald Trump a liar, and Donald Trump is a man, and he's not perfect, nor was Barack Obama, nor Bush, nor Clinton, nor is he, but how, I just don't understand how they can overlook a man like Adam Schiff and the spectacular made-up montage that he made up about that phone call.
Well, I don't know which phone call, but I suspect you're referring to this guy probably being a lying politician, because they all are.
Right.
But what you're talking about here is partisanship, and it is one of the worst things to infect the American people. And I thank you, Bill, for your call tonight. If you are a partisan, like Jerome is, then you cannot see the faults in the people of your party.
Right.
But you can crystal clear see the faults in everybody else aside from your party.
This is a human condition, right? And you can illustrate this pretty easily by traveling around in a vehicle with some other people. And you take note that it's always the other guy who's the jerk.
No matter, on the road,
on the road, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's never the guy in the pilot seat.
Right.
It's always the other guy, right? And so that's sort of an illustration of what partisanship does to you. It puts you in the car with a bunch of other people who always blame the other guy, when in fact you should take and look at critically at the system itself, because the system is the problem.
Yeah, well, that's what the two-party system helps avoid, because you get these people in the camps, right? Like, they're the Republican camp, they got their Democrat camp, they hate the other camp, and they're so busy trying to find problems with the people in the other camp, and, oh, so-and-so said this, he's a liar. Yeah. Well, so-and-so said this, he's a liar. Well, so-and-so's a cheat, and so-and-so's a cheat. And there's just never-ending drama between
the two. And if you disagree with my point of view, Ian, you're automatically a Democrat.
Yeah.
And if I disagree right. with your point of view, I'm automatically a Republican.
Or vice versa, yeah.
I mean, it's worse than stereotyping. It really is. It's worse than stereotyping.
Yeah, it's really bad. And because they're so busy hating each other, and finding fault with each other,
yeah.
they talk constantly about one another, and it's just what you pointed out. They're missing the actual story, which is to say that these two parties are two wings of the same authoritarian bird
yep.
that is just pecking the hell out of our freedoms, and it doesn't matter which one of them is in charge. They're going to destroy more freedoms, and I think this COVID-19 is a perfect example of how this is happening, whereas it doesn't matter whether it's Gavin Newsom, who's the governor, isn't he even a Republican or Democrat? I don't know. It doesn't matter. But the governor in California versus the governor in Michigan versus the governor in New Hampshire, who's a Republican, versus, you know, all these guys and gals, they are violent people who want to use violence against you to see their power increase over other people.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Bear with me for a minute. This is an illustration of the confusion that governments create, and this is specifically related to coronavirus. It's that we all have Schrodinger's virus now, right? And if you're not familiar with Schrodinger's, just Google that, please. Because we cannot get tested, we can't know whether we have the virus or not.
Mm-hmm.
We have to act as if we have the virus so that we don't spread it to others.
No, I don't.
We have to act as if we don't have the virus, because if we didn't have it, then we're not immune. Therefore, we both have and don't have the virus.
Wow.
If you don't understand this joke, you're never allowed to talk about science again.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got plenty of time for you, your calls, and thoughts on the way here. And then the fairly large study, 10,000 respondents on the Americans and how they feel about reopening.
Hello.
Too fast, they say. Too fast. Well, what else do they say? We'll tell you about it coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new scare from the coronavirus in New York. A disease that may be linked to the virus is affecting small children. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke about a mysterious illness that has now taken the lives of three children in the state.
Toddler, elementary school children
are presenting symptoms similar to Kawasaki disease or toxic shock-like syndrome.
He says it affects children's blood vessels and potentially the heart. The state health department is studying 73 cases in which children with the syndrome have COVID-19 antibodies or tested positive for the coronavirus. The major U.S. airline trade group, Airlines for America, says it backs the idea of checking the temperatures of passengers and some employees during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News. The unemployment rate increased to 14.7% in April, USA's John Clemens reports.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has a report that confirms the U.S. economy has entered a recession that surpasses the Great Recession that began in 2007.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 20.5 million in April, and the unemployment rate rose to 14.7%. The changes in these measures reflect the effects of the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. Employment fell sharply in all major industry sectors, with particularly heavy job losses in leisure and hospitality. This is the highest rate and the largest over-the-month increase in the history of the series.
Televangelist Jim Baker is recovering at his North Carolina home after having a stroke. The 80-year-old is okay, but he's taking a break from filming his TV show, according to his wife, Lori. In March, he was sued, accusing him of selling a fake coronavirus cure. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial in, you bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the government is the real virus.
It's true. We continue, though. You can bring up what you want. We'll talk about people and in America and their response to the so-called reopenings. I say so-called because reopen makes it sound like things are going back to normal.
No.
But that's not what they're talking about.
We'll call this the new openings.
Yeah. The semi partially, completely restricted opening.
It's like when one of these places has the re-grand opening.
Yeah.
Although this one is far less grand than their original opening.
Yeah, there's nothing grand about this at all. It's the most weak, pathetic thing.
It's another opening for the tyrants known as governments to, well, do their business in.
Yep. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. By the way, I do want to also thank the good folks over at AnyPay because, well, first of all, they're awesome. And AnyPay does some really good work in the area of helping local business owners get on with the idea of accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash or Dash. And if you help a local business come on board, if you, you know, walk them through the steps with getting started with AnyPay and get them set up with the AnyPay Cash Register app, well, then you can get, say, a financial incentive, a passive income from AnyPay for doing that. For every Bitcoin Cash and Dash purchase made at that business, you will get a cut.
That is such a sweet program. For anybody who, you know, feels vehemently about the spread of cryptocurrency, this is a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, and now's a good time to go and get started on doing that. So go to AnyPayInc.com. If you sign up a business with AnyPay's Cash Register app, let them know what you've done at AnyPayInc.com so you can get credit for it. All right, we go to more of your calls and thoughts. We'll talk to Heidi calling from somewhere in New Hampshire. Heidi, where are you in New Hampshire tonight?
In Sunapee.
Sunapee, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about civil disobedience.
Please.
I heard you call the people who were at freedom rallies. There are people who are civilly disobedient, and I really disagree. I don't think they're being disobedient at all. They are following their God-given rights. The people who are doing the civil disobedience in this country are the government officials and others making laws that are unconstitutional and trying to make us do those things.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, because we are following a constitution, which is our supreme authority. That
well, it's not my authority.
We are not a nation of men making laws. We're a nation of laws.
That's not really true. So, Heidi, I'm going to have to quibble with you on those two points, because it's not a nation of laws, okay? Because the people in the system, the people who are part of the government, they don't follow the laws.
Nope.
They don't care.
No, they don't. But they're
right, so it's not a nation
of laws. So
they're
the ones that are civilly disobedient.
It's a nation of men, basically. The men and women who call themselves government, who rule over the lives of others. That's what it is. And the Constitution doesn't grant people rights. It only is supposed to respect those rights. So I don't live under the Constitution. I didn't sign the Constitution. You know, they tried to do something good, I think, by getting out from underneath the king, but then they just ended up creating the biggest, most, you know, one of the most oppressive governments on the planet. So
in all of history.
What do you think about, since you're in New Hampshire, Heidi, I got to ask, what do you think about the idea of New Hampshire going ahead and going its own separate way, declaring independence from the United States?
Oh, that would be wonderful, but United States government would destroy us.
You think so? What would they do?
They would do what they did to the Confederate States for seceding from the Union.
You really think they would do that in this day and age where, you know, everything they do is under a spotlight, there's constant video of everything transmitted instantaneously across the planet? You think they could get away with it?
Yeah, because they're getting away with the stupid COVID-19 garbage, and everyone sees it. They would come up with some sort of an excuse to make everybody want to do it. Just like they're doing with this dumb thing.
Well, I'll tell you this, Heidi. I've heard a lot of people in New Hampshire tell me they like the idea of declaring independence. And New Hampshire was the first, I believe, to declare its independence from the king. So it's time that we do it again. Thank you for the call.
I couldn't agree more.
I do appreciate hearing from you. An interesting viewpoint, saying that it's actually the government goons that are the ones committing civil disobedience, and that the people who are just, you know, trying to be free are just trying to be free.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
I mean, that's me. I'm just trying to be free, bro.
We continue here with more of your calls and thoughts. We got Mark. He's in Sullivan, Missouri. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live, watching us on DLive.LRN.FM.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think that Mrs. Heidi of New Hampshire made some very trenchant points, particularly about secession. I have a lot of things going through my mind right now, but you know, I'm a traditional Roman Catholic, and I think that this modern, you know, liberal democratic system that we have is inherently flawed. You know, I believe one of the hosts of the show said the system itself is inherently flawed. And it occurs to me that perhaps the solution for our problems here in the United States is to have a traditional Catholic feudal monarchy.
Oh, really?
I mean, I wouldn't disagree that a benevolent dictator might be a better deal than what is currently going on. I can't disagree with that.
Well, if the dictator or the king or whatever was basically a laissez-faire, hands-off, you know, a king by name only sort of thing, who was like, yeah, just go ahead and do what you want. Don't murder anybody. Okay, I'll just be up here enjoying my riches. You know,
it would be hard to do what you want.
Huh?
What do you mean by do what you want? Do you mean in the libertarian sense?
Yeah, like as long as you don't, you know, hurt somebody, like murder or something like that, you know, destroy somebody's property, commit rape, those sorts of things. But yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm not sure, because I actually think the libertarian views about morality are very lacking as a traditional Catholic. But let me say this.
Well, libertarians don't have much of a moral view.
Yeah, that's definitely true. That's definitely true.
They only have one viewpoint. Just to clarify, before you go on, just to clarify for our listeners, I know you do, but there's a bunch of people listening.
Yeah.
So you know, what I wanted to point out, the libertarians, all they simply believe is that you shouldn't use aggressive force on your neighbor. They don't have any other moral code beyond that, but that doesn't mean that libertarians themselves individually don't have moral codes.
Right.
Libertarianism
right.
isn't enough for a society that's actually good. It's just a baseline for, hey, don't hit that guy.
Yeah.
That's all. It's just a baseline starting point. Anyway, go with what you had to say.
Yeah, of course. I understand the libertarian position. I just reject it, although I did flirt with it in high school for, you know, 30 minutes. But look, I'll say this. I think here in the United States, one of our problems is, you know, I would share this with the libertarians. The government is too big. And I'm not just talking about the federal government. That's beyond doubt. That's a
how small is small enough? How small a government is small enough?
I think, look at the Holy Roman Empire. For me, that's my model government. Prior to the so-called Protestant Reformation, of course, because this is where I disagree with you. You know, you all will probably be upset with me for saying this, but as a traditional Catholic, I think society needs to be structured around the Catholic Church. You know, forced religion. Well, it depends on what you mean by that. Privately, you can think whatever you want, but I don't think people should be allowed to preach heresy.
So you're a theocrat, basically. You want to force your viewpoint to be the only acceptable viewpoint as far as your religious beliefs.
Yeah, at least publicly, sure.
So you're willing to use violence against your neighbor in order to get them to bow to your God, basically?
Well, let's be clear, not me personally, because obviously
you would have people
that's illegal
that.
Right now. But I think
no, but if you had your way.
Changed.
Yeah,
well,
if you
yeah,
had your
absolutely.
Way, you would use
well,
violence
about,
to force
well,
people
that,
to believe
that
in your religion.
At one point.
Huh?
You know, that was normal at one point. In the Middle Ages, we had the Inquisition.
Slavery was normal at one point.
Yeah, we've moved beyond that. Most people have moved beyond the idea that it's okay to use violence to submit their neighbors to their will. And whether it's their will as far as their governmental system or whether it's their will as far as their religious beliefs, it's a despicable viewpoint. Thank you for sharing it, Mark. I do appreciate the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I think a lot of people, even with the Christian viewpoint, would disagree with this guy simply because they don't think that it's truly virtuous to be forced into a belief in God.
Did he say that he is himself a traditional Roman Catholic?
Yes.
I wonder if he wears like the robe and stuff while he's walking around his house.
Is that
know,
a thing?
And the sandals.
To do?
Well, I mean, you go back in history. That's kind of how the Romans dressed,
okay.
right?
Yeah, I guess. Not much of a history buff.
Oh, okay.
855-450-FREE is the toll free number. But I do know that that's something that thankfully we've gotten beyond in most parts of the world, which is to stop forcing a religious belief on people. And I think we're way better off for it. But he wants to start a holy war? Okay. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Want to say thanks to Libertariat, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier, meaning Libertariat contributes $25 a month to the Free Talk Live Amp program.
Dude, thanks.
Yeah, big time thanks. Ampamp.freetalklive.com is where you can go to learn more about the Amp program and how that works. Basically, it's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations around the United States. We're on close to 200 stations right now. And we can be on more. It's just a question of, you know, it takes money, it takes time, it takes effort to advertise, market, and promote. And so you can help us for $5 a month. Libertariat's doing five times that amount, but all we ask is five. And you can do that and get all the perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get the bennies, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC to get signed up. But we're going to go right into more of your calls and thoughts here. And then if we get the chance, I guess not so shocking poll showing a majority of Americans, 2/3 of them, think that things are opening up too fast.
It's not shocking. It's sad.
It's pathetic. We need more economic destruction, say Americans. We'll get into it coming up here. But first, we go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Graham in Erie, Pennsylvania. Graham, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. In my state, the governor is slowly repealing some of those shutdowns to slow the spread of coronavirus. And I called a jewelry store earlier today that I go to every month to buy silver coins. And they've been closed since March, and they're open back.
Now, what does it mean to say they're open? What does that mean?
Like, go in and buy silver coins.
You can actually do that now?
Yeah, that's what they said earlier today when I called them.
That's a surprise, because a lot of these states are, oh, well, you can open, but your customers can't come in the store. You have to take things out to them in their car, or you have to, you know, you can't actually go in the store. So they told you can actually come in and shop the store.
Physically go in and buy silver coins.
Wow.
That's the only reason why I go there. It's a jewelry store. They can buy and sell gold, silver, that type of place there.
Did you indeed go into the store and buy some silver?
Not yet, but that's what I do before the shutdown because of the coronavirus. Almost
let us know, will you,
there.
Graham, when you go and make this shopping trip, let us know what has changed, or if it was like the way it was previously.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Is it exactly the same as it was, or are you like, you know, having to get a temperature check when you walk through the door? Are there people in masks everywhere? Is everybody standing 6 feet away from? So, like, how different is it? That's really the ultimate question. But if they're actually open to where you can go inside, then that means Pennsylvania is actually reopening faster than some of these other states. And I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, feel free to call in with your experiences where you are, because the so-called live-free-or-die state is not like this yet. They don't have that at all. Now, they're supposedly going to let some so-called non-essential businesses open up, but only three different categories.
Well, and they have to abide by all these conditions in order to, quote, reopen, unquote.
But do they really? Or is that just what they want you to think?
They believe that they do because of the documents being released and the statements being made by the tyrants who claim power over everybody.
We continue here with Jake. He's in Flint, Michigan, listening to WCK. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, yes, I just started listening to your show, but going Catholicism, the gentleman that called in about Catholic, just the situation that's gone in Michigan right now, and I feel like I'm living a lie. Okay,
you feel like what?
I go out, I feel like I'm living a lie.
Living
basically.
A lie.
Yes,
how so?
Because I was raised Baptist, okay? I got away from the church, but we got away from the church back in the early 1600s, okay? So now that I, in my life right now, my testimony is that, so I work on a dairy farm, and I just found out that they went through coronavirus, okay? It happens all the time. And that now what has happened I try to judge the governors in each state, and they're saying death is horrible, okay? Death is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that death is going to happen. Why is it that we have to subject ourselves to the government when basically our freedoms are being taken? This is across the globe. This isn't just your neighbor. This is across the globe. So why are we saying as a humanity to say that we have to subject ourselves, that we can't breathe on someone? People
don't
wear masks out
it.
There, okay? So when
Great
China,
point.
When China was, when this happened, I was raised as a child watching the news. I saw China wearing masks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do that for?
Wait, do you
pollution?
Really want to know? Huh?
Pollution? Pollution and smog?
No, that's not going to really do anything about pollution. So in some Asian countries, and I saw it when I was in Japan when I visited there last year.
I was in Japan for 2 years.
Yeah, so you saw mask wearing there. It's a relatively regular thing that you see on the streets.
I did not wear mask wearing there. No, I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years.
No, but if you were on the streets, in Japan, you probably saw people wearing masks, right?
No, I did not.
Oh, interesting.
Did you not get off your military installation?
I left my base. Yes, I was off my base. And another thing about these carriers and these battleships, they actually are getting people to be sick with the troops that are getting sick. Why are they getting sick when there hasn't been anybody off that ship or on that ship within maybe 4 months, 6 months? Why is that one person getting sick and all of a sudden you have an outspread when there isn't within...
You said you were on a small island in Japan? Is that's where you were stationed?
I was on an island.
Yeah. Maybe it's the island atmosphere is a little different, but I went to Tokyo, and there were definitely people that were walking around wearing masks. Not uncommon. I would say it was a minority of the people who were walking around that were wearing masks. But as I understood it, from what I was told by people who live there, it was something that people would do if they were extra sensitive to, you know, possibly wanting to not catch an infectious disease, or if they actually were infected and they wanted to help prevent other people from just sort of, you know, just to do their part or whatever to not infect other people. So that's not uncommon in Asian countries. It was just sort of a cultural thing there. And it was always by choice. It was just something that people chose to do because they wanted to. They thought it was the right thing to do. And if that's what you want to do, that's cool. I don't have a problem with that. Thank you, Jake, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
It's mandating it for everybody.
Yeah, that's where it's the problem.
And, I know there's stores and retailers that are putting up signs that say things like, you must wear a mask to come into our store.
That's not cool.
It's not cool, but you still have the choice to not shop at that particular establishment, and that's kind of how the market is supposed to work.
If it's their choice.
Yes.
If the store is putting those signs up because they're choosing to,
right,
versus stores putting the signs up because they feel like they've been told to by the government,
right,
then it's not the market operating.
Right. It's like the no shoes, no shirt, no service thing. Like, do they put that up because that's their actual feelings on the matter, or do they put it up because it's legally required?
I don't think it's legally required.
Depends on where you're at.
I guess you're right about that. Let's go to Pat in Northern Michigan listening to WZTK. Go ahead, Pat. Pat in Michigan, listening to WZTK going once.
What up, Pat?
Pat, I hear somebody there.
Whoa.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, go ahead.
I sat you down for a second. You guys left me on the line for a while.
That's all right.
Anyway,
now.
Yeah. I got a revolt report, and I think Jerome eats too many paint chips. But that's besides the point.
What's the revolt report? I'm curious.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Well, you remember last week I called in and I told you I laid out like a, just catch all your listeners up, I laid out like an acre and a half of land with little pink crosses so everybody and every vehicle would be 27 feet apart because that's a foot past the sneeze factor, so to speak, right?
Okay.
And, so last week we did church on a trailer in one entrance of the parking lot, and everybody had to come in the other, and we parked them all just like a drive-in, right?
Okay.
All right, so this week, I just got done today, it's been about, 8-10 hours, we built a little hell dance floor right outside the back door of the church. So they just got to roll the what do they call that thing? They stand by the podium, and all the accoutrements, and made them a nice cedar handrail going up, so none of the old people would break their necks. But I think that thing is stout enough where the whole choir could get up on that thing and dance.
Nice.
So you're saying people will be dancing and singing?
This is let me get in my hand thing here. This is in violation of our government and our governor, I should say. But and also, I called you in last week, and what I didn't, your listeners might not remember, is that I'm double dipping. I'm flipping them off twice because they told us we can't do this. Well, I'm doing it on my what do they call that when the court makes you do public service.
Yeah, I love it. Pat, thanks for the call. We got hour three on the way. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.